Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Thanks to Margot for chatting to us there. 51551. Going to get to some of your texts in just a few minutes. But yesterday on the show, I was talking to comedian Chris Kent about the Lollipop Children, which appears to have been a fully state-sanctioned traffic management scheme outside schools around the country in the 80s and 90s. And you say these kinds of things to some people and they're like, what? What are you talking about? Lollipop Children? Are you crazy? But Tom messaged the show because he was one of the Lollipop Children. It sounds like the children of Lear or something. Hello, Tom.
How you doing, Dermot?
What part of the world are you in today?
I'm in Kildare.
You're in Kildare. Tell us about your previous life as a lollipop child.
Yeah, repressed memory, I think. But when Chris mentioned it yesterday, it brought it all back.
Yeah. Do you remember those TV ads I was talking about that were on the telly that were, congratulations, Seamus, here is your warden certificate. Do you remember those?
I remember those, yeah.
So
we got plenty of slagging for it.
So what was involved?
Basically, what was involved and what probably drew us was we got off school 10 minutes early.
Incredible.
To go out and get into our really crappy plastic uniform and, you know, get ready for to let people across the road.
So you got the uniform. Well, that gave you a sense of power anyway, a sense of, you know, having a role to play. And also, as you say, you got out of school early. Did you go to any grand final around the country or anything?
Yeah, we ended up competing in a competition in Kilkenny in a car park in a hotel. And we actually had to do training, I think, for a few weeks beforehand for the All Ireland or the Leinster Junior Traffic Warden competition, something like that.
Right, so work your way up. Mad. The glamour of it, the car park, not the hotel, the car park. And do you remember any of the special things that you had to say as part of your role as a lollipop child?
Yeah, well, I was actually the lollipop child. I had the lollipop stick.
Were there other ones who didn't even get to hold it?
Yeah, there were six on the team, so there was only two people that held the stick out.
Oh, God, so, you'd hate to be one of the other lads who didn't even get to hold the lollipop.
The leader would say, stop the traffic, and that was your signal to stick your lollipop out, as they say. And then you take up your positions and you cross the road. But I remember in the competition that we were watching the other teams do the competition, and they were holding their poles differently to us. So we felt a bit like, I suppose, a bit like the Jamaican bobsled team at the Winter Olympics. So we don't belong here.
These guys are the professionals.
These are the pros, yeah.
And how did you get on in the final?
I don't think we finished. We got a cert. I remember we got a cert. So I think that was like, that was the end of it.
Right. Yeah. So you walked away with something at least. Well, yeah. What line of work did you end up in then, Tom? Did you bring some of this into your adult life?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a graphic designer now.
a graphic designer, right, okay. So you decided, I just don't want to work in a car park. I want to be working from home as much as possible.
Yeah, it led nothing towards my life whatsoever.
Well, thanks for sharing your memory as an official runner-up in the Irish finals of the All-Ireland Very Traffic low, Warden man. Championships. Good to talk to you, Tom.
Thanks, Dermot.
See you, man. Bye-bye. I think we've got to take another break. Yes, we do. We'll take a quick break.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.